Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, March 17th, Thankful Tuesday. Text me, call me, write me a note, let me know what you're thankful for, so that we can celebrate the goodness of the Lord together. On March 10th, Kathy Benton wrote this Thankful Tuesday. Today would have been the 75th anniversary for my parents. I'm thankful for parents who taught through example how to love God and showed their commitment to Him, one another, and the institution of marriage. And so we thank you, Lord, alongside Kathy and others as we appreciate what God has given us in parents and in other caring Christian adults who have shown us the example of Christ. In Romans today, we're going to pick up in verse 19 and go through the end of chapter 14. So we'll be reading Romans 14, verse 19 through verse 23. Remember, I said a week or so back that Romans 12 and forward is a practical section of Romans. Each of these little sections reminds us that because of the law of God, because we've been forgiven, because we have righteousness in Christ, therefore, we need to act a certain way. Today, we're being encouraged to allow peace to rule in our hearts and to mutually edify one another. I want to think for a minute about that image of mutual edification. What do you think it means? For me, the growth group model is a beautiful picture of that, a place where we share struggles, we build one another up, we encourage each other in the faith. But if you're not in a growth group, don't worry. That's not the only place where you can get mutual edification. Oftentimes for me, it happens over text with a friend. The friend says they need prayer. I encourage them. Then they end up encouraging me. Sometimes we end up in laughter. These are ways that we're encouraged in the joy, the peace, and the hope of the gospel. I think that Paul makes a big deal out of peace because he knows that in different churches, gossip has reigned and peace has been disturbed. And he wants us to keep our eyes on Jesus, the one who brought us peace. And this passage encourages us to work for peace in all of our relationships. Starting in verse 19, let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All food is clean, but it is wrong for a man to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything else that will cause your brother to fall. So whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the man who does not condemn himself by what he approves. But the man who has doubts is condemned if he eats, because his eating is not from faith. And everything that does not come from faith is sin. Psalm 66, verses 1 through 12 are a passage that remind us to come to the Lord and see what He has done. If we read on down past this passage, we come to a section that says, come and listen, all you who fear God. I think you're with me in saying that we want to be a people who fear the Lord. We don't want to fear life circumstances or people or powers. Rather, we want to keep our eyes on the Lord. And this psalm reminds us that one way that we continually bring our reverence to the Lord is by recalling what He has done in the past. This passage is talking specifically about the Exodus and the Lord bringing the people through the Red Sea. There's a metaphor here that I love. He doesn't let their foot slip. Isn't that beautiful? I have two sets of stairs in my house, 7 up and 7 down. It's a tri-level, not 3 stories, but a tri-level. And my rule in the house is do not go up or down the steps without holding the rail. Because if you get going too fast and you slip, you're going to hit really hard. God is that rail in our lives. We have to hold on to Him. We have to remember the stories, because when we do, He keeps us from slipping. Shout with joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Make His praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name. Come and see what God has done. How awesome His works in man's behalf. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in Him. He rules forever by His power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against Him. Praise our God, O peoples. Let the sound of His praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For You, O God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but You brought us to a place of abundance. Thank you for listening along as we have read God's Word today. It is Thankful Tuesday, so we want to thank the Lord for a person. Perhaps today it is fitting for us to thank the Lord for someone by whom we are mutually edified. Then let's think about a place, maybe one of those Red Sea places where we could have slipped, but the Lord protected us. Let's thank the Lord for a thing today. What comes to mind to you? Let me know. And then finally, we thank You, Lord, for the attributes that we see in Your Word. We see that You are a God of peace and how awesome Your deeds are. Remind us today of the many things that You have done for us, and give us a fresh perspective today as we think about the goodness of God. Will you pray with me? Oh Lord, we thank You in this moment for who You are, a God of peace, a God of abundance, who sometimes allows us to go through refinement, but as we keep our eyes on You, You keep us from slipping. We thank You, Lord, for someone in our life today who edifies us. We also want to thank You, Lord, for a place that You have brought us through, maybe a season of life, as we look back and all we can say is mercy and grace. Thank You. We thank You for something, anything that comes to mind. And this brings us to pray for those who are going without in this season, especially the war-torn places in our world. Oh Lord, please be so very near. We are reminded, dear God, that You are the kind of God who can make the Red Sea part. And so by Your power and Your Holy Spirit, would You do Your work in us, and would You help us be conduits of Your peace, Your edification, and Your praise around the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.